I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Kentucky has one of the highest rates of oral cancer in the country. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. To help combat this problem, the United Health Foundation has awarded a $1 million grant to the University of Kentucky to enable UK's College of Dentistry to launch its Eradicate Oral Cancer in Eastern Kentucky project. That's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Stefanos Kirkanides is dean of the UK College of Dentistry. He tells our Dr. Davis the grant focuses on oral cancer prevention in Letcher, Harlan, and Pike counties.
The reason why those were chosen is because they're amongst the counties in the whole country with the highest prevalence of oral cancer. Therefore, that's an opportunity for us to have an impact, a positive impact for the population.
And is this grant specifically looking at diagnosis and understanding the incidence and prevalence, or will it also focus on treatment of oral cancer as well?
So the grant covers both diagnosis through a screening of the population. To accomplish that, we are forging collaborations with the local Department of Health. And for those individuals that turn to be positive, then care will be provided here in Lexington. So the grant covers for both.
I know former UK President Dr. Lee Todd used to talk about the Kentucky uglies, and one of those uglies was the incidence of smoking and use of tobacco amongst Kentuckians. Are there particular risk factors that we should know about when it comes to oral cancer?
Those two, as well as consumption of alcohol, with the genetic and environmental impact as well, are the leading causes for this. There's research we're conducting right now that is pointing to the fact that there is certainly a genetic factor that makes oral cancer prevalence higher in eastern Kentucky compared to the rest of the state, for example. But it's too early to announce any results.
So are there thoughts that once data is gathered and patients treated from this southeastern triumvirate of counties, is that something that can be extrapolated to perhaps Kentucky as a whole, or the region, or the country?
That is the objective, to pilot this detection intervention program, learn from it, and if we can succeed here in the counties with the highest prevalence, then we will be reassured we can repeat the same in the rest of the counties across the nation. At the same time, we will be piloting a new method for diagnosing oral cancer remotely, by collecting individual saliva, for example, and analyzing it in the lab with a very high accuracy. So we are piloting both of those things at the same time.
And I would think that probably the front line for surveillance and potential diagnosis and even prevention of oral cancer would be those oral health professionals, dentists, hygienists who are out there in the field in these counties, who are seeing these patients, doing the exams. I would think they would be really the first ones to pick up on something that might be abnormal and need further evaluation.
The strategy to implement screenings, as we call them, is working through the Department of Health and the local physicians and dentists, as well as the employers. And we're asking local employers to allow their employees, for example, in Pike County, to visit our doctors that will be coming to work to their facility to have the opportunity to be checked out. So it's a coordinated effort by everyone involved to make this happen.
And Dr. Kay, are there any other things we've not covered that you would want our listeners to know about this grant and about oral cancer in eastern Kentucky?
Coming up with innovative ways to address health, oral health, whether it's oral cancer, dental cavities, periodontal disease. Innovation is what eventually will make a difference. And I believe through that, we can turn the uglies into success stories and then teach the rest of the nation and the world how to tackle these big problems.
My thanks today to Dr. Stefanos Kirkanides, Dean of the UK College of Dentistry, for talking with us about eradicating oral cancer in eastern Kentucky. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. with health news you can use. I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at WUKY.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.